Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Maxwell Energy Industries Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by X-B4 Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Divya Sethia from X-B4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sethia.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Maxwell Energy Industries Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Vishal Gupta, Co-founder, President, and Whole-time Director, and Mr. Satendra Shukla, Co-founder, CEO, and Business Development Head. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Vishal Gupta for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Divya. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am Mr. Vishal Gupta, Co-founder, Chairperson, and Whole-time Director at Maxwell Energy Industries Limited. It gives me an immense pleasure to welcome you all to our H1 FY26 earnings call. As we step into another exciting phase of our journey, I would like to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to all our stakeholders, investors, and partners for their continued trust and support. I hope you have had the opportunity to go through our investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our company website. Before we move into the financial performance and key updates for the first half of FY26, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the broader landscape of Maxwell, how we are shaping our growth story, building a resilient foundation, and driving innovation in the energy sector. Established in 2019, Maxwell Energy sets out with a clear vision to be a key enabler in India's clean energy transition by developing reliable, high-performance battery solutions engineered in India. What began as a small startup, small setup working on lithium battery prototype, has evolved into a fast-growing energy solution company with a strong nationwide presence and expanding global ambitions. During the first half of FY26, we are proud to show that we have delivered a phenomenal performance with revenue surging by 222.9% year-on-year to 130 crores, driven by strong demand, capacity expansion, and operational excellence. EBITDA grew by 242.8% to 18.43 crores, while PAT rose by 170.5% to 12.92 crores, reflecting improved efficiency and profitability across operations. Our dealer distributor network expanded from 620 to over 800, and our OEM partnership grew from 22 to 26, reflecting the increased confidence of our customers and partners. Our employee strength also rose from 200 to 320 plus, supporting our expansion operations and innovation initiatives. We have established a strong presence across 1,200 pin codes of India, steadily progressing towards full nation coverage. Building on this solid domestic foundation, Maxwell is now preparing to enter export markets with plans to expand across Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and Africa in the coming year. A key milestone in H1 FY26 was the commissioning of our new 55,000 sq ft manufacturing facility in Ghaziabad, which doubled our production capacity from 6,000 to 12,500 battery packs per month. This plant features advanced automation and testing infrastructure, enabling higher efficiency, consistency, and scalability. Over the coming years, we'll continue to enhance our production ecosystem by adding more automated capacity to meet the growing demand for clean energy solutions. In line with our focus on sustainability and circular innovation, we made significant progress on lithium battery recycling. Under phase one, that is crushing and black mass generation, the land has been allotted by the UP MSME department for our Aligarh recycling plant, with construction scheduled to begin by March 2026. This plant will commence operation in FY 2026-27 with an initial capacity of 7,800 metric ton per annum. For phase 2, metal extraction and refining is being developed in parallel with an advanced extraction unit targeted for FY 2028-29, focused on recovering metals like nickel, cobalt, manganese and lithium. Each phase will position Maxvolt among India's few fully integrated lithium recyclers. Further strengthening our R&D capability, we have signed an MOU with the Advanced Research Center for Powder Metallurgy and New Materials, that is ARCI, to establish an advanced lithium recycling lab for phase 2, focused on metal extraction, process innovation and quality enhancement. Additionally, we are in active discussions with several leading domestic and international institutes for joint research and technical collaboration, reinforcing our commitment to continuous innovation. Our broader goal remains to build a fully circular lithium ecosystem, covering the entire value chain from manufacturing and second life applications to recycling and material recovery. This approach not only minimizes waste, but enhances resource efficiency, raw material security and ESG performance. Looking ahead, we will remain aligned with the rapid expansion of India's lithium ion battery market, projected to grow from $3.2 billion in 2024 to $9.6 billion by 2033, at a CAGR of around 12%. Globally, the lithium market is expected to reach $320 billion by 2030, with the recycling segment surpassing $25 billion. Within India, the recycling opportunity alone is estimated at $1.2 to $1.5 billion annually by 2030, and Maxvolt aims to capture around 5% of the market by FY 2032. Contributing to over 12,000 tons of annual CO2 reduction through circular operations, our long-term mission remains steadfast to build India's most trusted and sustainable lithium ecosystem, where every battery manufacturer is efficiently used, repurposed and recycled to recover valuable materials for the next generation. With that, I'll now request Mr. Satyen Shukla to take you through the financial highlights. Over to you, Mr. Satyen.
Thank you, Vishal. Good morning to everyone on the call, and thank you for joining us. As I am Mr. Satyen Shukla, co-founder, CEO, business development, business development head at Maxvolt Energy Industries Limited, I am pleased to present our financial highlights for H1 of FY26. For the first half of FY26, we reported total revenue of 13,004 lakhs, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 223%, and the EBITDA stood to the 1,843 lakhs, marketing and year-on-year growth increasing of 243%. With the EBITDA margin is 14.2%. Our profit after tax, our PAT value, come in the at 1,292 lakhs, reflecting year-on-year growth is about 171%, with the PAT margin of 9.9%. Moving the segmental performance for H1 FY26, our e-scooter segment delivered revenue 9,924 lakhs, contributing 76% to the revenue. The energy storage system, ESS, including our inverters, household energy storage solutions, commercial projects, the revenue is about around 1,584 lakhs, contributing 12% of the revenue. This will be segmentally increased comparatively to the last year. Our battery charger business accounted for revenue of 590 lakhs. Contributing 5% to the revenue, and our other business segment, other consumable battery, revenue is 899 lakhs, contributing is 7%. This revenue is included with the our repurposed batteries, as we are using second life usability for that. We plus two with the momentum built in H1 FY26 as the energy storage industry transformed globally. Maxvolt is the ready to play a leading role, advancing innovation, driving sustainability and scaling solutions that power India's clean energy future. With that, I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Divya, through you. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes on the line of Sanket Sad with Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
I think thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers. So my first question is, I was very impressed by seeing that the cash flow from operations in the first half were positive for the company. And, typically we see with such high growth companies like Maxwell, companies usually report negative cash flow from operations. So my question is, will we also be able to see a positive cash flow from operations in the second half as well? Or will there be any challenges? Because I believe in the previous calls, you had mentioned that collecting cash is a little bit more challenging from dealers in the second half due to the festive season.
A similar thing is I'm just saying you this time actually cash flow because the Maxwell days we have a very drastic expansion plan, like we are just expanding our new factory where we have we've deployed our machines and all, we have set up the new plant as well as, and here is our festival season is going on, or we are just planning to aggressive numbers like top lines and we have penetration in the market. So I believe cash flow is a bit of the challenge because every time we need an infusion for that, because initially our target is bigger. So I believe this is the normal phenomena for every growing industry. So I think this challenge is going to be a coming few years for the expansion mode.
Okay, all right. And sir, are we on track to set up the new facility which we had mentioned in the previous call?
That facility already is on proceed. We are already proceed. The 100% commission by the, I believe, is the end of the December. I believe is we are getting the 100% commission by the. The facility is partially started right now.
Okay, all right. And sir, in the call, you had mentioned that Maxwell is planning to expand into exports. So I just wanted to ask you which categories you are going to be targeting and what is the thesis behind that? Is it just going to be mobility-led factories or ESS and other categories as well?
Right now, we are targeting only for the ESS segment.
Just the ESS for exports. Okay.
Not for the mobility.
Okay. So is there a large supply and demand gap in the other countries which you are targeting? Because as per my understanding, I thought that, similar to India, a lot of these other countries would also have saturated markets regarding ESS. So what is our thesis to, penetrate these markets and expand our distribution there? Are we partnering with any dealers or OEMs there? If you could elaborate on that, please.
No, see, actually, when we're talking about that export market, we are targeting a kind of countries where we have a heavy demand, like Africa is having a very huge demand for that. People are, like, retail market as well as we are looking for the project to initially, like, in Dubai, we are just Middle East. We are just doing the. Well, we are talking about one of the ESS project. We are having a 25 megawatt project. We are just planning for that. And the middle that African market where we are working for that retail segmentation. We'll be talking about some associate partner. So we set up the distributor over there, and we can start the retail market for ESS and inverter batteries and inverter. This is how we are planning. Gradually, we start this segment. As per this, demand is increasing over there, we can increase our capacity accordingly.
Okay. And sir, regarding the prices of lithium ion, can you throw some light on the current changes in prices and how that is impacting our financials? And what is our strategy to do inventory management?
Initially, we're just doing for that kind of industry. This is the challenge for everyone. Actually, everyone is waiting for that. So we are hedging for that material for price of materials for 6 to 8 months. And the coming years, what we are planning, we are talking to our leading suppliers who can just have a kind of legal providing a supply agreement. They can be between where we can stable the pricing at least for 12 months. So we just trying to connect with them and collaborating in this way.
Right. And sir, this year, are we planning to enter any exhibitions or conferences to showcase our company? Recently, I had visited an exhibition regarding batteries in Greater Noida. I was hoping to see you there. But are you going to be planning to come to these exhibitions moving forward?
Definitely next year we were planning to over there, but we already doing that expos like Ride Asia and the EV expos. So we already having a multiple expo, participating in multiple expos. That Greater Noida Expo, as you're talking about, we just skip that. Next year we are planning to participate over there. We already having a participation of multiple expo and conferences.
So
in
next
the detail,
year
I can
you're
share.
Participating in this EV expo in December in Telangana,
Yeah,
19 to 21.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best and hope to see you soon at one of these expos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Shashank Jha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have actually a few questions, three, four questions. So first is regarding the capacity utilization. So right now you have 12,500 battery capacity. So first of all, when it came live, like as per last con call, it is going to be live in January 2026. Actually, the initial capacity told was around 15,000, right? And currently it is 12,500 active, but not only it is active. So I just want to understand this one and how much capacity we are utilizing.
So, sir, our current plant capacity is 6,000 batteries a month. If I come into megawatt hours, so it will be like 130 megawatt hours. And the current expansion which we have done, it makes our capacity to 2x, in which previously we told is like 2 to 2.5x. So we are targeting as of now the 2x capacity, which will increase our capacity to 12,500 battery consolidation. The current plus the new one which we are putting in. So that is the total. So the overall consolidated capacity is, which is mentioned in here, is 12,500 batteries. As well as capacity utilization, in the terms of the current plant, we are 100% utilized. And the second plant which
from
we
when, sir? Like from which month you are utilizing it 100%? Like in the whole H1 you have utilized 100% or from when? Like in last con call,
yes.
You said like by then February it will be active, but I don't know from when that capacity.
No. Sir, I told the same answer that in the current phase our plant capacity is 6,000. The expansion is 6,500 batteries, which combines 12,500 batteries complete capacity. 6,000 is 100% utilized. The commencement which I did you that we will be operational by January, that is additional 6,500. So that capacity is getting to utilize from January itself.
Okay. Got it. So I saw the top line and the PPT, so I thought that currently we have that capacity and we are utilizing.
Sir, already the plant has been partially started with a few operations. Machines are almost there, and as well as like the wiring, everything is in there. So we'll get the placement done, and we are running the pilot starting, like the machine pilot soon. Once it goes through, we'll get it utilized in the first phase of 50%, and in the second phase, like in a month or two, to 100% of the capacity. That is how we are going.
Great, sir. Great, great. Sir, one thing, like earlier you gave top line guidance of 170 to 180 crore. But it you seems to be like from H1 result that totally going to outperform it. So are you going to raise the guidance?
So, sir, I didn't get the question.
Sir, basically, you have given guidance for 170 to 180 crore of top line in FY 26, but already you have like 130 crore. So I think you are going to outperform it totally. So are you going to improve the guidance?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Sir, we are not getting your question actually. You are asking.
Sir, earlier you have given 170 to 180 crore guidance top line, right, sir? I have seen last year.
That is the target we were having, but which we were targeting. But yes, we got some good potential from the market as well, and we expanded ourselves in that particular manner, and we have done the bigger capacity size, so which help us to have more revenues. So that is how we are expanding us. And this year we already done a capacity addition of approximately 33 MWh. Last year, if you look into in FY 25, our capacity is 97.2 MWh. This year, our capacity is 130 MWh. So there is a capacity addition of 30, to be precisely 32.8 MWh of capacity addition is there as well.
Okay, got it. Sir, one rough calculation I have done, like you said, when said 5% market share you are targeting, so it came something around 6,000 crore. I don't know if I am right or wrong. Can you suggest, sir, by 2032, this is your target?
Approximately, sir. Approximately.
Great to hear that, sir. Thank you, thank you. Sir, one last question, sir. I will not ask again. Like, sir, you said that you have R&D, research and development. So somewhere I read that zinc bromide is the future for actually solar BESS. Like after 5-6 years, as lithium-ion battery is like dependent on rare earth material. So do you have any idea on that? Are we doing any research?
So, sir, basically, if you look into, there are few technical, I can say, technicalities which we have to look into. And if in a simple word, if you look into the periodic table, so lithium comes above all of these components, right? So whether any component comes in, there will definitely be a combination of lithium. And yes, as you asked for, like lithium depends on rare earth. So yes, that is why we are getting into the recycling as well, from where we can extract the lithium. And lithium is having a capability that it can be used n number of times. Just it depends how efficient your process is to extract that material. So we, as I said in my starting speech as well, that we are already have already tied with ARCI. That is the only institute in India who works on the material research, as well as we are looking forward to have some international collaborations also for the material extraction. And we are already enhancing our process for the phase two. So we are already working on it, sir. So to get the max out of the lithium. So that
Yes, sir. One thing, sorry to interrupt, I understood your point. Sir, when are you coming to Bangalore? Like, I'm in Bangalore, but I don't see your battery. So when are you planning to come to Bangalore? Like, your logo is very good, sir, so it will attract people. What I can see.
So, sir, we are expanding. We are expanding the dealer network, distributor network. So soon we will be there, sir.
Okay, great to hear that, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello.
You are audible.
Yeah, good morning. I just have, yeah, just two questions. So one, we are starting the recycling plant in FY 27. Any sort of timeline, which quarter are we going to start that from?
We can say usually it will be in the last quarter of most probably.
Okay. And so for FY28, what sort of margin increase can we expect because of this recycling plant starting? Maybe you could give a color on that.
So ma'am, basically, if you look into it is not only the I can say not only the crushing which we are focused. So we are focused on the complete supply chain of the lithium from crushing to the extraction. So in terms of the margins will be sustainably good. That is the least I can say as of now. And in terms of the just a roughly number, so we will be doing around 30-35% of the margins in there.
Actually, what capacity right now we are planning to set up for the crushing plant where we have a expected top line is going to around is around 225 crores in terms of value, if you're saying like we're talking about that capacity. And 700 metric ton capacity we are going to deploy, but margins are right now as the current situation is good. The beta is like 22-25% approximate. But in coming years is going to be a change because the things are the people are doing the different way. We are also working for the different way, and this is the about the crushing plant. But the level two, as we are Vishal has already explained about that extraction of the metals like lithium, cobalt, nickel. So the game is different. So right now we don't have an actual number for that. We have a number. We can just give a refined number for coming calls. So you can get the better things about this.
Okay. And so the previous participant also asked that we had to share the guidance of 180 crores for FY26, and we've already achieved 130. So you want to revise your guidance? Any sort of target you want to have for FY26 and also FY27?
See, actually, if you see that market, the market is also having a multi-fold growth in the lithium industry. If you see any of these, not all about the Maxwell I'm talking about. If anybody is working in the industry in lithium segmentation, then they're working on the regulated way. So definitely have a good penetration, good demand in the market side. We just honestly working in the market, working on ground levels, converting to the opportunities, and we create the kind of USP like from distribution of the battery pack. Our aim is very clear from distribution of the battery pack where we are customizing, designing, development, calibration as per the requirement of application, OEM, and providing in the market. In second phase, we are the only company providing the buyback from the market side. The similar dealer and distributor came to us given the old batteries, and that batteries we are using is second life usability for the different consumable batteries. And third, we have set up our own recycling plant where we are crushing, where we are extracting. So we're creating a complete ecosystem as of now. We are collaborating with some Chinese company who providing a different cells for the different chemistries and cells for the different required applications. So we were working to create a complete ecosystem, circular economy in the market. This is our USP. Nobody can be working right now in the similar way. People who is the market, who just the kind of industry segregation, like people are working only for the cell manufacturing, few people are working only for pack manufacturing, and some people are working only for the recycling. But Maxwell is the only company who is working for the entire process except the cell manufacturing. Right now, we are not talking working for the cell manufacturing, but we are collaborating with the good global companies who can provide the cells as per their requirement. I believe demand is not an issue. Our target is bigger. So, last call, Vishal has already confirmed that the expected numbers as we are targeting, we are kind of staking some market. So, this is our target. We are just trying for that.
That is very clear. And also that we are targeting our export market. You said you're going to enter Africa through the retail segment. So, do we have distribution lines set up there? How are we going to, are we like targeting through e-commerce or like, are we going to have sales office set up there? What sort of plans do we have for the export right now? And also, when are we going to start?
So actually, this year we were planning to our first export. Previously, we already have experience. We supplied to through some distributor in Nepal, Sri Lanka, Turkey. we already did that. And this time we are focused for the export market. We are initially when we are moving towards through the distributor and some selling partner over there. We are already having a discussion. We already do the sampling parts. So might be we are getting a good positive numbers from the coming years from that side. In case we are getting a good revert and result number from us, so definitely we set up our own office over there. As per the requirement, own office, service center, whatever they require for the business expansion.
Okay, great. And now that we have about 1,500 battery packs that we probably expect from 1QFY27 to have 100% utilization, are we planning to set up more capacities going forward in FY27 or FY28?
Definitely, we already have planning. This is not the end of, like, this is the one of the capacity we are adding right now. So in coming year, like recycling plant and the 2 gigawatt of ESS line, I think we already explained about that. We have around project is the costing is going to be, project cost is about 140 crore approximately. And the some addition is also going over there. So I believe the capacity addition is year on year basis as we already planned. Because we need, if we are targeting a good number in coming years, so we need to be plan simultaneously addition of the capacity.
Okay, any target you have by FY27, and do we want to have this capacity of battery packs in the business? If you could share,
Vishal, can you please share that?
So we are targeting around like 25,000 batteries a month. So if you have joined our previous call, I already mentioned that we are expanding our plant in two phases. The land which we have taken, which 55,000 square feet of land, is for the capacity of 25,000 batteries. In the first phase, we are enhancing it to 12,500, and in the second phase, we will take it to 25,000. And we are targeting the second phase, like the first phase, which is going to be which is already in working and operational by January. And in the second phase, which we are targeting is somewhere around August 2026, for which we'll have the number of 25,000 batteries. So that is the target that we have. So we are working on it. Let's see how much we are targeting to achieve 100%, but let's see how much we can achieve out of it.
So we can expect 100% utilization by Q4 FY27, if I could say that.
We can.
Okay. Yeah, that is it for my time. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Shubhanu Pangla from 3 Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, hope I am audible. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, sir. H1 FY23 revenue breakup, please. I missed this.
Sir. But then, I think so far you'll be listening there.
Hello.
Hello. Your voice is just not clear audible for me.
Can you give me the 26 revenue breakup?
You're talking about the segmental breakup of revenue, right?
Yeah. H1.
For H1? So there is the
H1 FY26.
Okay. So there is the breakup of segmental breakup of revenue is 13,400 lakh, which is have a breakup is like our e-scooter segment is contributing is 9,924 lakh. Which is about 76%. Our energy storage inverter segment is contributing 1,584 lakh, about 12%. And our battery charger business revenue is about 598 lakh. It's the contribution in terms of percentage is 5. And the other business segment, like our second life usable battery and consumable batteries, is contributing 7%, 899 lakh. So this is the whole breakup of our revenue.
Okay. My second question is, can you give me your current capacity, 6,000 battery per month, and next you said 6,500 capacity will operational by January. What will be your further CapEx?
You are saying like the current capacity, the CapEx we are going to deploy is for this 6,500 battery, right?
It will be January, but what will be your further CapEx after that?
Suppose that, what will be our planning for the infusion for that? So second phase we were planning about, in terms of value, we can just consider 20 to 25 crores. If we are considering, because we are going to automatic line, to set up automatic line.
Please tell me in units, per month units.
Per month unit. Vishal, can you please explain that second life, second phase capacity?
Sorry?
Vishal, can you please explain that the capacity as we are going to planning to install in June and July month?
So that's 12,500 battery packs is the one which we are doing. So right now our capacity is 6,000. In the first phase, which is already in working, we are making our capacity addition of 6,500 batteries, which will enhance our capacity. Overall consolidated capacity is 12,500. And in the second phase, we are getting to have the same amount of expansion, that is 12,500 batteries. And consolidatedly, we are generating 25,000 batteries a month.
By FY27.
FY27. Yes, by the capacity enhancement we are planning to have in August 2026. So you can say it will be operational by last quarter of FY27.
And when we can expect realization?
Yeah. When you can expect, sorry?
When we can expect full utilization of 25,000 battery per month?
Sir, how we enhance the plant, so I'll just give a brief about it as well. We already in discussion with a few OEMs as well as we are expanding towards the energy storage segment. So right now the capacity which is coming up is 500 megawatt hour and post that it will be 1 gigawatt hour. So what we are planning to go into the megawatt level solutions like container level solutions for the ESS. Mm-hmm. So we already have in discussion with many OEMs for the ESS. So where we are doing, where we are deploying this kind of battery packs. So it is not only the individual battery packs which we are getting into. So it will be megawatt level solution which we are getting into the market.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Achyut Prabhat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah. I find the growth rate is very good in FY26. It's almost 3x from the H1 of FY25. So can we expect a similar kind of growth going forward, like is the market growing in such manner in future years as well?
Yes, sir, we can say we'll continue the same growth patterns because as we are expanding towards ESS very vigorously, plus we are expanding towards the export market as well. So yes, I can say you can expect the same growth.
Are the margins sustainable?
Sir, over the period, it will be sustainable because we are getting into recycling and reusability as well.
Right, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sandeep Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have just a few questions more on the macro level side. So from 3 to 5 year point of view, so what my understanding right now, we are into BMS, battery packs, taking cells and making packs, and along with BMS, we are selling it as a battery for two-wheelers or inverters. So there is enough competition out here and everything. And I guess, just want to understand how we will evolve in the next 3 to 5 years, because we are talking about BESS or ESS. We are talking about that. And how the technology requirement will change, and is it So just some color on how we will evolve in next 3 to 5 years on the technology front, on the product side. Other than the regular business, which will keep on scaling the e-scooter, inverter, and battery charger. Thank you.
So, sir, we keep the products add-on on time-to-time basis, as well as we are enhancing the product out as well. So right now, we were doing ESS projects up to 200 kW, and once our first phase of factory operation, we'll be expanding ourselves towards to the project of, like, 500 kW. And after the second phase, we will be getting ourselves into the megawatt level or container level solution. So that is how we are evolving ourselves in terms of the product as well as in, like, three-wheelers. So right now we are serving the L3 market, and we'll be moving towards the L4, L5 category as well. And in terms of two-wheeler, so we are working towards the chemistries, like we are working towards the sodium ion chemistry, we are working towards the LFP chemistry as well to make packs more sustainable for the OEMs. And we are in discussion with, as of now, like, we are majorly working towards the retail market. So we are expanding towards the OEM network as well, and as well as we are expanding our retail footprints also. So right now we are operational in almost 14 states. We are expanding this number to cover the whole India in next 2 years, 2 to 3 years, as well as we are tying up more with more and more OEMs in future as well. So that is how we are expanding ourselves.
Understood. So just a follow-up with this thing. Because the moment we get into energy storage up to 1 MWh, just correct me if I'm wrong, so far the smaller ones are more assembly line where we do in-house and then supply the final product. But won't the BESS be more like a, if for lack of word, EPC kind of thing, where you assemble things at the location, at the customer site, wherever you want to put the container and everything, won't be a completely different kind of business model, is my understanding right? And are we moving towards that? Is that the right understanding?
So, sir, if you look into whatever be the solution we are building, it will be manufactured and tested, and everything will be done. Then only the connections will be removed, and same solutions will be shipped on site. Once it reaches the site, then only the connection will be done. That is the only thing which needs to be done on site itself. There's nothing to be like if we have to install the whole battery pack in there. Battery pack is already installed in the manufactured, tested, and installed in the factory in the container. And post that, that's only the connections which were first assembled in the factory and tested, then it moves to the site, at the site without the connection only. When it moves to the site, we'll do the connection. That is the only thing which needs to be done there.
Fair point. And the customer segment will be different, because right now it is more of a B2B through dealer, ultimately B2C. But the moment we get into this ESS and everything, it's a very different customer segment, is more industries. Is it right?
No, sir, we are into B2B as of now. We don't do B2C. Our complete business is into B2.
No, sorry, when I say scooter, you are selling it to OEM, and OEM is using in their scooter or their two-wheeler.
Exactly, 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 exactly.
But in case of energy storage, let's say some company which is making glass or which is making whatever auto parts.
So it will be like the market is a bit broader, I can say. So for example, if someone is already having a solar plant, so he wants to get into there, to get into the storage, that is the one segment of market. Another one is like the EPC market is in there. So these kind of multiple market is there for the ESS. Home solution market is there, which is a traditional, like, dealer distributor market is there. So in ESS, there are multiple segments of the market. It is not only based on a single segment.
Understood. And sir, one more on the competition side. The segment which we are in right now, the primary revenue which comes from the e-scooters and the battery charger and this thing, there's reasonably good competition from unorganized player or local players who are just doing assembly line and borrowing BMS from someone and copying it and using it. So how do you see the competition in this segment? Will this margin sustainable? Or one thing is, we are moving up the value chain by moving up the energy storage system. Is that the logical one, or in the existing one also you see good growth out here?
Sir, I am just given the brief on that. As you
Sorry,
know,
I'm really sorry if you are repeating.
No, that's okay. Because every business, I believe, is facing a similar kind of issues and problems. If we talking about the battery industry, there is the Exide, Ameron, Tata, lots of company, Gulf, the lots of companies working over there, and they are working on the national level. They are the national players. There's a few people are regionally working. They are the regional players. But Exide is Exide, Ameron is Ameron. So what I believe as a Maxvolt, if you have a good service network, if you have a good quality of product, so the competition is just a part of business. It's not going there, but you can survive in the market. You increase your growth drastically. There is no issue, and you able to convert your business. If you you are providing a good service, good product, and you having a reach to the end user, so that's why we are right now, we are catering up to 16 states. To the different states we are working right now, where we have set up our own warehouses, our service centers. We have more than 1200 pin codes. We are serving on-site service support. We are providing distributor level solutions, where any distributor and dealer level solution, in case you are the user of Maxvolt batteries, you are facing any kind of issue, you can just go there to the nearby dealer and you can diagnose your battery instantly. You can find your solution. So these are the few things. You heard about that Ola, Airtel, lots of issues are facing there. Tourism Ministry of Goa, they can cancel the Ola contract over there in Goa. I just heard about this news because of the service issues and all there. So things, you have to be maintain yourself. If you're not able to provide the service, if you're not able to provide the quality of products, so you're not able to survive in the market. And there's a regulation from the government side. So I don't believe any unorganized and non-regulated players are working long-lasting in the market. If there is a regulation from the government side, you have to follow the SOP for that. So you are, on that case, you have approvals, authorization, so you can able to survive in the long-term in the market.
Interesting. So there's two, three more questions. So on the e-scooter is a major chunk of revenue, let's say almost 100 crore out of 130 crores in the H1.
Mm-hmm.
So in e-scooter, sorry, this is the first call I'm attending. So the OEM takes the battery from us. Do we need to give back-to-back guarantee? This 100 crore, is the revenue from the OEM. And the OEM, whoever is selling, is taking back-to-back guarantee, warranty from us. Is that how it works?
I'm just give a update on you. There is, if you're talking about the business flow, how we work, so our total contribution, like 76%, so out of this 76%, the OEM contribution is 40%, approximate 35 to 40%. Rest of the business came from the retail side. Majorly we are focused for the retail market. It's not like that we're not focused for the OEM market, but currently our revenues majorly came from the retail side. So in case of OEM, definitely there be we having the alignment and agreement with them. We can design and develop the battery according to his requirement, and they can deploy and distribute in the market. And we are the person who can provide the product and service to them.
Thank you. This is the last question from my side. So who are our one or two nearest competitors? Who do we compete with normally when a customer goes, or the in our range?
Lots of companies are working, like Eastman, Frontac, I can say like Inverted. Lots of companies are working in this space, like iPower. There's a few companies are working. Exide is also starting some, putting some batteries in the market right now. Tata is also doing the similar way. So there's a few people are working in the same space and who's working for that market.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sanket Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to understand what is the revenue potential of this 12,500 battery which is going live in January?
If you see that 6,500 battery where what we are going to have, what's going to be addition in the coming month, the revenue is about, in terms of revenue, if you see that like 100 and 150 crores. Because
100 to 150 crore for 6,500 batteries.
Yeah, actually, this comes with the different way. Actually, we are just that machines we are deploy for that ESS division and e-rickshaw division. So there, the battery is going to be a bigger size and different customized way. So I believe initial revenue is going to be like 50% our capacity, via utilization of capacity. So initially we are getting around 150 crores approximately. Then post that when we are using 80-90% capacity, the revenue is going to be around 200-225 crore approximately we are able to achieve that.
Actually 2 to 250 crore when 80% plus utilization in the new facility.
Okay.
Exactly. And what is the capex done for this 6,500 battery factory?
So overall capex is approximately going around 14 crore approximate.
Okay, 14 crore. And I want to understand how you are providing the services, because I personally has an experience that when I bought e-scooter 5 years ago, my biggest problem is the service for the battery is when created problem. So how we provide the service, because the biggest challenge right now, I think, among the EV batteries is the service. So I want to understand any comments on that.
So we so right now we are working majorly, we are focused on that service model. So right now we having around 9 own warehouses come service centers on the different major cities, state capitals. So like for example, in West Bengal our center is in Kolkata, in Bihar our center is in Patna, and Uttar Pradesh is our center in Lucknow, Indore, Ahmedabad, Raipur. So kind of these cities we already have our own distribution and service centers. So for that distribution center and service center is majorly be open for the providing to ease of the dealers and distributor and end users. So our service model has come with these, any end user having facing any issues, they go to the registered dealers, our registered dealers. The dealers can be diagnose the battery instantly, because our batteries are come with the smart enabled BMS. They can connect with the service team. Our service person deploys the center of like our area service in charge is deploying the different centers. They can call with them. They can diagnose the battery, share the data instantly within a 3-2 hours. They can confirm about the issue of the battery. They have a wire level mild issues. They have any cell level issues in case, because the majorly we find out the that wire level issues. So we need 4 days back for that to repair that battery on the centers. In case the battery having any cell level issues, instantly we can swap that battery with the different new batteries. So this is how we can achieve, and our service test right now we are maintaining is 6 to 7 days, a part of transit, and we are aiming and targeting for completing this within 4 days in the coming years. This is how we are doing right now.
Thank you. Mr. Gupta, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Swami, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have 2 questions. What are the major risks involved in this battery manufacturing sector? And any plans to enter into large-scale batteries such as BESS, battery energy storage system? That's it.
Rishabh? So, Mr. Swami, in case we're talking about that risk in the business, as per my understanding, there is the current scenario, I think, the global impact is the major thing that I believe in coming in case might be risk for that business. But I don't think so, because the chances is very low, and India is also just creating our own ecosystem for that, and where the Maxwell is also contributing on that. We already having our own lithium reserves and all those things that people are just going to be self-manufacturing. So one is the part of supply chain, and in case, and second question, you're talking about the large scale project. That's why we are just already discussing and elaborating the things. Like initially, we are working up to 400, 500 kilowatt solution, and the coming phase, like we have set up our plants in coming years where we are providing a megawatt solutions. So we already plan for that. We also working for the four-wheeler vehicles batteries. So in case of battery pack manufacturing, we just initiate ourselves as a India's best battery pack manufacturing company. We are looking at the
I'll add on something just in addition to it. So if you look into the challenges, so majorly supply chain is one of the challenges as of now.
It might be become a challenge in future. You're talking about the risk. Right now it's not a challenge for us. We're already collaborating with the few companies. They are providing a supply on time. The rush is happen everywhere. But they are, we already having an agreement with the suppliers. They're providing a quality product as per their requirement. They're doing the customization as well. So right now, we're not facing a kind of issue. But in future, definitely it's become a risk. In case you're asking me any risk, so I'm just telling you, it might be a risk. That is meaning global issues, going political, global issues going on.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Achyut Prabhat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm audible?
Yeah, you are.
Sir, I just wanted to know, like, what is the number of EV vehicles currently and how much it is going to grow, maybe by 2030, and how much market share you can get from there?
So, sir, if you, I'll get you the, I'll get you a brief of the reports which is already there in the market. So, Niti Aayog is targeting to have 30% of the vehicles to be electric by 2030. And as you are already aware that from August 2027, Delhi government is not going to register any petrol vehicle, two-wheeler vehicle. Apart from it, if you look into the current trend of the two-wheelers, so IC engine basically. So we are selling around like 20 million IC vehicles every year, which is growing at a pace of 7 to 8% annually. So and right now the EV sales is of the registered vehicles is hardly the companies are doing 100,000 or to 200,000 vehicles a month. And in terms of the non-registered or slow speed vehicles, this number should be somewhere around 500,000 vehicles a month. So if you see the market potential is very huge and it is already in there as we compare it to the IC engine vehicle. So in over in future you will see the sales of the two-wheeler vehicle should be somewhere around like 3 to 4 million in next 4 to 5 years. And in next 10 years you will see the numbers should be somewhere around like it matching the same EV, it's the current IC numbers.
Okay, and how much market share we are planning to capture?
So 5% sir, in next by 2032 we are planning to have a 5% market share.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Keshav with Raksan Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I'm new to the company, so I'll just shoot across a couple of questions.
Mr. Keshav, sorry for interfering. Your voice is breaking. Can you just come in the range and talk?
Yeah, am I audible now?
But it's still muffled. Can you just come in the range?
Am I audible now?
You can try to talk, let's see.
Yeah. Sir, I was just, I wanted to ask about our ability to scale in the two-wheeler space because if I see the bigger two-wheeler OEMs like Legacy or players like Ola, Ather, they're doing their battery packs in-house. So, typically Ola clients, two-wheeler clients, these smaller players which are coming up. And in turn, our ability to scale will depend on how they do in comparison to the other players' Legacy.
Sorry, your voice. I didn't get the question exactly. Sudhanji, if you can get the question, I don't get the voice properly.
Okay, let me join back in the queue. Let me back come in, if that's okay.
Yes, Mr. Keshav, please fall back in the queue. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sanket Sath with Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Just have a follow-up question. So, regarding our ambitious plans to, in the future, have a 6,000 crore top line by 2032, and, put up another plant in, let's say, FY 2028 or FY 2029, how will we exactly fund this growth? I just want your long-term perspective because we as promoters right now only have 40% shareholding in the company, and, it would be difficult to dilute more through preferential rounds. So are you going to be taking on more debt to, leverage this growth?
Sanjay ji, this time definitely we were working on that way, and our plan is ambitious right now. It's not an issue. Definitely we are working on that CapEx part. If we need to infuse what money, and we right now we're not going for dilution, and right now we initially we just taking the path of that debt part. We're already discussing with the SBI and ICICI Bank for initial project deployment. And post 2 years, we just going to be issue some preferential in between. We just planning to buy some own to increase our cap increase our own stakeholding with the Maxwell, and that deployment we can be dilute in the if there can be provide the strength can be increase our funding and dilute the, increase our liquidity in the coming years for the upcoming projects. So right now
Got
we
it.
have right now we are working for well, initially we don't have any choice. We are just going to be a debt.
Okay. All right, sir. And on like a blended average basis, can you tell us what is the interest rate on the debt we have, long term and short term?
Right now we are getting that 8.25, 8.4, that's the standard ROI we are getting right now. And we also using that supply chain financing where we have a short term interest, so that overall impact is about less than is going to be up to 0.5%, 0.6% approximately.
Thank you. Mr. Sath, please rejoin the queue for more question. Next question comes from the line of Shashank Jha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Actually, it is just a request, but why do you are not starting to publish like quarter-on-quarter update? At least update. It's not about results. Like what was the sales, what are the EBITDA margin, something like that, if you can publish, it will be very helpful. Like 6 months is way long time actually.
No issue, sir. We just consider your request and I discuss with my team and definitely will try to be fruitful for that in future.
It will be very helpful, sir.
Sure, sir, sure. I'll discuss with my team.
Sir, one more thing. It is regarding business to consumer, B2C. So any plan on B2C, sir? Like we are only selling to B2B. So it's plan is sir?
No, sir. Actually, our business, if you see that traditional battery market, they all are working for the B2B actually. If we are working going for the ESS and BESS market, so might be they have some projects with the corporate where we are doing like B2C. If you are doing any home projects, home projects, we are doing hospital, institute, any of that. So we can say like that project is going to be a B2C, but traditional market is going for the B2B. So we stick with that. We're not like that. We're not interested to work B2C, but we don't have right now. We don't have any plan because as traditional market is going on, we are follow the same.
Okay, got it. Sir, also like you told like 25,000 battery manufacturing capacity by 2027. So what kind of EBITDA margin we expect when we reach that level?
Currently, our CapEx would be around 55 to 60 crore on that point of time, I think, is going to be the approximate value I'm telling you. And EBITDA margin is right now like 13 to 14 in between our EBITDA is going on. And currently, what we are seeing is going to be a similar way, but in case there is any impact of the market and any global impact, we can't say anything. But currently, what we see is going to be a similar way because we are just doing a different contribution of business. So, not seeing any impact on that in the future.
Thank you. Mr. Jha, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Keshav with Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm audible now.
Yeah, you're audible, sir.
Yeah, so if I look at the bigger two-wheeler OEMs and the legacy players and the new age players, so they typically have their battery.
Sir, again, your voice are interrupting. Hello. Your voice is not clearly audible.
Okay, I'll try to reach out offline if that's open then.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Keshav. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Satyendra Shukla for closing comments.
Thank you for being part of significant journey with us as we are continue to execute on our growth strategy. We appreciate your time and interest. If you have any further question or need or more information, please feel free to contact with the investor relationship partner XP4 Advisory. Thank you and take care.
Thank you. On behalf of Maxvolt Energy Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.